For generations, communities across the southern Philippines have lived with the realities of armed conflict. In many places, firearms came to represent survival, protection, and security. But in one small village in the province of Sulu, a different story has been unfolding. A story built not on weapons, but on trust, courage, and hope. This is the story of Barangay Lunggang and one of remarkable community leader, Ambu Mar. Today, Lunggang is recognized as the Philippines' first officially declared gun-free barangay. It is a milestone that few thought possible, especially in a region where the presence of small arms has long been considered a normal part of everyday life. Behind this achievement is a community that chose to imagine a different future, and a woman who believed that lasting peace begins with ordinary people working together. Ambu Mar serves as the chairwoman of Barangay Lunggang. She also lives with osteomyelitis, a chronic bone infection, and identifies as a person with disability. Yet, she has never allowed her disability to define her ability to lead. Instead, she became the driving force behind an ambitious vision, transforming Lunggang into a community where peace would no longer depend on firearms. Her journey began during a training facilitated by the Nonviolent Peace Force, an international organization that works alongside communities to strengthen civilian protection and promote nonviolent approaches to peace and security. During one of the sessions, Ambu Mar shared a simple but powerful idea. What if Lunggang could become a gun-free barangay? The idea resonated with others. Residents, local officials, and community members saw an opportunity to create something that had rarely been attempted before. Rather than accepting violence as inevitable, they chose to explore what safety could look like without weapons. Working together with the Nonviolent Peace Force, the community began developing practical nonviolent approaches to security. These included early warning systems, regular community dialogues, and stronger cooperation among local leaders. Everyone understood that becoming a truly peaceful community required more than simply removing firearms. It required building trust while creating opportunities. The Sulu Ulama Council for Peace and Development offered moral and religious guidance, helping strengthen community trust through faith-based advocacy. Yet despite this important support, the heart of the initiative remained firmly in the hands of the people of Lunggang. Community members developed awareness campaigns. Local leaders became advocates, sharing the vision of a gun-free barangay with their neighbors and encouraging others to participate. The movement grew because it belonged to the community itself. Looking back on Lunggang's transformation, Ambu Mar reflects with gratitude. Alhamdulillah, she says, praise God, we are at peace now. Perhaps the most powerful lesson from her story can be summed up in one sentence that she reminds herself of every day. It's about possibility, not disability. These words have become more than a personal philosophy. They represent the spirit of Lunggang itself. Its residents chose possibility over fear, dialogue over division, cooperation over conflict. While the spread of weapons remain a significant challenge in many parts of the region, Lunggang demonstrates what can happen when communities are trusted to lead their own peace-building efforts. This success has inspired neighboring communities to pursue similar initiatives. According to data collected by Nonviolent Peace Force in the Philippines, there are now 47 gun-free barangays across the region, 45 in Sulu, 1 in Basilan, and 1 in North Cotabato. Each represents another community choosing peace over violence, another community choosing hope. Transformation of conflict, transitional justice, and reconciliations, actions supporting nonviolent means of political participation, and initiatives, the gains of normalization in BARMM, better known as the Attain 2.0 project, has been sustained. The Nonviolent Peace Force begins supporting local communities as they strengthen peace across the Bangsamoro region. Funded by the European Union, the project supports local peace mechanisms and helps communities build on the gains of normalization and reconciliation. The journey is far from over, but with each new gun-free barangay, the vision grows stronger. It also required ensuring that every member of the community had a voice. One of the most inspiring aspects of this journey was its commitment to inclusion. Too often, people with disabilities are left out of conversations about peace and security. In Lungang, Ambumar's leadership demonstrated that effective peace building depends on hearing every perspective. Supported by barangay officials and local partners, residents gathered in a series of community meetings. Women, youth, elders, religious leaders, families displaced by conflict, and people with disabilities. Together, they asked an important question. What would it take for Lungang to become a truly gun-free community? The discussions revealed that lasting peace means far more than the absence of violence. Peace also means access to education, economic opportunity, community participation, and a shared sense of safety and belonging. These conversations laid the foundation for an ambitious goal. The community committed itself to declaring Lungang a gun-free zone by the year 2023, giving itself 3 years to turn vision into reality. The first step was creating a formal gun-free zone plan. Rather than relying on outside organizations to dictate solution, the plan was shaped by the people who knew the community best. Residents shared their experiences, their concerns, and their hopes for the future. Every contribution mattered. Ambumar worked closely with the community members to refine the proposal until everyone felt their voices had been heard. Then a final plan established clear goals, implementation phases, monitoring procedures, and evaluation measures. It also clarified restrictions on civilian firearm possession while ensuring that the initiative aligned with Philippine national laws and existing peace agreements, including the Comprehensive Agreement on the Bangsamoro and the Normalization Tracks Small Arms and Light Weapons Program. The initiative also benefited from broad institutional support. The Armed Forces of the Philippines and the Philippine National Police provided technical guidance and coordination. The Ministry of the Interior and Local Government of the Bangsamoro Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao helped integrate the initiative into local governance. The story of Ambumar reminds us that lasting peace is not built by a single leader or a single organization. Rather, it is built by communities willing to listen to one another, to work together, and to believe that a safer future is possible, one barangay at a time.